They stumble at noonday, looking for remedies to life's problems, but refusing to see and embrace the obvious solution. What if I could offer you the solution to all of life's problems and answers to all of life's questions? And what if that offer required no university degree? What if that offer required no cash out of pocket, special power, or political connectivity? What would you think? Sounds incredible, doesn't it? But that and more is just what God has offered this world in His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. What if I told you that by making a decision for Christ via childlike faith, today would be the best day of your life and that tomorrow will be better? Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Note that everything is working together for your good, and every day things get brighter. It's all true and all real. Are you born again? Are you ready for life's remedies and answers to all your questions? Are you ready to have all of your sin and shame expunged from your record? If yes, today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God said, Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, Isaiah 59:8-10, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Man said, teaching that God created everything in the homes and schools is child abuse. Now the record. We have considered and fully understand the position staked out by the pseudoscientists and unbelievers of every ilk and have found their reasoning untenable and vacuous. An email writer to God Said, Man Said posited himself as a science writer and engaged God Said, Man Said about the age of the earth and its universe. After a short back and forth, we asked him to prove that the earth was more than 6,000 years old. He responded angrily, "You know I can't do that." "Of course he can't. It's not true." Welcome to God Said, Man Said feature article 672 that will once again certify the true, inerrant, supernaturally authored Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of God's children and as powerful information to convince the gainsayers. There are three convenient features on God Said, Man Said that many have found very useful. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar, top right, and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Three, imagine. You can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming today. God Said, Man Said speaks this blessing over you and your house. May God's face shine upon you. May His angels encamp about you. And may He keep you in a blessable place. Proving God is a relatively easy thing to do, and an idea of a God of some sort is embraced by the vast majority of the sons and daughters of Adam. Even the most avowed evolutionary atheist, when confronted with the obvious contradiction of the enormity of the negative odds of a universe created out of nothing by pure chance, falls back to the position that possibly we were seeded from outer space. Of course, God and His Christ dwell in the third heaven, which is certainly outer space, and they did seed, create, this earth and the universe, but that's not what they had in mind. And if seeded, who made the seeders? So regardless of the mental gymnastics, they end up knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Because carnaldom has rejected the obvious truth that the God of the Bible is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, they find themselves totally lost for answers to life's questions and bound by Satan's hurtful lust. As Isaiah 59:10 reads, "The rebellious stumbled at noonday." Outside of the Word of God, which is the name of Jesus Christ, Revelation 19:13, man is lost. He will be perplexed by what he sees and will spend countless hours and treasure on the most juvenile of questions, questions God's children know day one of the born-again experience. In an attempt to explain man's existence void of a creator, today's man offers up Darwinian theory, which postulates that life exploded out of nothing by an accident that they claim happens from time to time. In this quest to support this ungodly theory, they have squandered trillions of dollars and untold millions of man-hours. They are constantly frustrated in their futile efforts, as demonstrated in the following short paragraphs found in the January 2014 issue of Scientific American under the header Cosmic Dragnet, with the subhead, "The Search for Dark Matter is Starting to Go Cold." Since the 1980s, physicists have deployed a string of increasingly advanced detectors in pursuit of something that ought to be ubiquitous, but has proven devilishly hard to capture. Dark matter, the invisible stuff thought to make up a quarter of the universe, has yet to show in even the most sophisticated experiments. Another blow befell the search last October when the world's most sensitive detector of WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles, came up empty. Dark matter may well be a WIMP, a ghostly particle that would interact with normal matter very infrequently, which is why at least 15 experiments around the globe are looking for the particles. But if those campaigns fail to hit particle pay dirt in the next few years, scientists may have to refocus the search and embrace alternative explanations for dark matter, some of which are less than appealing. The hopes of detecting dark matter are clouded by the possibility that it might not be a WIMP. Another candidate particle, the axion, would be much lighter than a WIMP and therefore more difficult to spot. "You don't hear about axions as much because it has proven somewhat harder to detect them," says Stanford University physicist Peter Graham. "Only one large-scale project is currently on the case. An even thinner possibility is that dark matter only interacts with normal matter via gravity, meaning that snagging dark matter in the particle detector may be forever beyond our grasp. That's the most pessimistic possibility, which we all hope it isn't," Graham says, end of quote. The ungodly are constantly frustrated in their efforts to turn their upside-down worldview into truth. Science writer Brian Thomas and Dr. Tim Clary authored a feature in the December 2013 issue of Acts and Facts titled "Pollen Fossils Warp Evolutionary Time" that demonstrated the continued problem confronting the anti-Bible crowd. A few excerpts follow. Another support beam has fallen from evolution's explanatory framework as European scientists now report the discovery of flowering plant fossils in Middle Triassic rocks, conventionally assumed to be around 240 million years old. According to secular age assignments, flowering plants were not supposed to have evolved until 100 million years later. These fossils force a shift in the ever-changing story of plant evolution. Most paleontologists believe flowering plants, or angiosperms, did not evolve until the early Cretaceous system, supposedly 135 million years ago. They often refer to the Cretaceous as a time of transition. Charles Darwin referenced the sudden appearance of fully formed flowering plant parts in the fossil record as an abominable mystery in a letter to Joseph Hooker in 1879, and their new blooming fossils only intensify the puzzle. The fossil pollen grains in question, recovered by Peter Hockuli and Susan Feist Burkhardt from Cors in northern Switzerland, have caught the evolutionary world off guard. The researchers wrote, "In this paper, we focus on fossil evidence presenting the so far oldest angiosperm-like pollen from the Middle Triassic 243 million years ago, and a record that predates the generally accepted first occurrence of angiosperm pollen by more than 100 million years. And instead of the few primitive-looking pollens that evolutionary scientists were expecting to find in lower rock layers, the researchers discovered pollens of different but already well-developed types. The study authors wrote of the sudden appearance of angiosperm fossils on most continents, as well as the rapid radiation of numerous clades, implies a considerable diversification within approximately 3.5 million years, or else it appears a wave of immigration from other areas. In other words, they had difficulty explaining how such a wide variety of flowering plants suddenly occur in this Triassic layer. They encountered another challenge in trying to decipher why, after this sudden burst of supposed evolutionary creativity, angiosperms avoided fossilization for 100 million years. The study authors wrote, "If we accepted the single-groove angiosperm pollen from the Middle and Late Triassic as evidence for pre-Cretaceous origin of crown group angiosperms, the lack of fossil worlds throughout the Jurassic world would remain difficult to explain." The authors conclude, "The discovery of angiosperms in rock layers below those containing most dinosaurs and the discovery of grass fossils among sauropod dinosaurs confirmed two biblical details about Behemoth, the dinosaur from the book of Job that sways his tail like a cedar. The text describes his diet saying, 'Look at Behemoth, which I made along with you and which feeds on grass like an ox.' Prior to the discovery of grass particles and fossil dinosaur dung from India, the evolutionary picture had no place for dinosaurs eating grass, but it was recorded in the scriptures all the while. Job also affirms that God made Behemoth along with you, meaning during the creation week when God made angiosperms, dinosaurs, and man. So seeing flowering plant fossils mingled with creation week animal fossils is no surprise to Bible believers. The Bible's record of all the major phases of world history show no trace of a Triassic time, but offers a better explanation for these pollen fossils. First, without using circular reasoning or speculation, eyewitnesses wrote the events recorded in Scripture, indicating there is error in assuming long ages of plant evolution. Second, Scripture reports the instant creation of each plant kind. This exactly fits these pollen fossils' sudden appearance. Third, it describes in detail a worldwide flood capable of preserving life's traces in fossil forms. In that context, distinct flora and fauna fossils do not represent separate times divided by some 100-million-year gap, but distinct ecosystems buried by massive surges of sediment-laden floodwaters. Finally, the Bible's timeline shows a creation that is thousands, not billions of years old, erasing any need to explain why pollen grains buried deep in fossil layers look so similar to that of living herbs and flowers." End of quote. Trillions of dollars, untold millions of man-hours, and the unbelievers continue to stumble at noonday. The simple answer, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God." And yes, we can prove it beyond any questionable doubt. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." God said, Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, Isaiah 59:8-10, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Man said, teaching that God created everything in the homes and schools is child abuse. Now you have the record.